Mr. Mohammed, I'd like to hear your response to that.
Well, of course, it's true that there have been rebel forces throughout the history of this country, from once, mainly from the Christian side and other groups. But that hasn't provoked this type of response, and there have been atrocities. Nobody's defending what happened under the Salika, but the fact is that this whole thing has been turned into an anti-Muslim revenge, as it were, and you know, there has to be deep-seated hatred that is producing this destruction of mosques, religious symbols, whole-scale butchering of civilians. This doesn't happen because of, you know, this type of conflict. These are deep-seated hatreds here that are being played out, and whatever as produced it, you know, that doesn't justify what's actually happening.
Yes,
and there is an attempt to cleanse Muslims.
I am not justifying it. My point is that we should understand that it is on both sides. Now, I'm not saying they are equal, but there may be hatred. It is on both sides. And we therefore, I mean, even media people and analysts like us, even when we are looking just as policy, we must be cognizant of what we say, the impact of it. So I'm saying we have to look at both sides. If you read human rights reports, their reports carefully, if you read Amnesty International, if you read all the other journalists, they will tell you that there is violence on both sides and civilians are being killed.
Mr. Akwaeta,
and so I think it's dangerous to just make it,
it's okay. Now, of course, as you say there, human rights organizations have been saying that violence and brutality has occurred from both sides. You are, of course, right there. But again, the latest comment by Human Rights Watch is that there is a lot of concern that the Muslim minority, the population is dwindling, people, the Muslims are fleeing. But I'd like to move on to the role of the international community, the role of the international forces in the Central African Republic. But before I do that, we're going to take a look at a couple of comments on our Facebook page right now, and I'll be back with the rest of the debate.
These are not true Christians, just like Al-Qaeda, we're not true Muslims. The US, the UK and the EU always ship weapon with the aim of asphyxiating and decapitating Muslims and give them bad brand name by calling them terrorists. All African problems, whether religion or otherwise, are imported from the West. We must point our fingers to imperialists and Zionists on this Central African genocide. They programmed and conspired it just for their personal interests in the Central African region, because there's a large deposit of diamond and many varieties of gemstones in that region.
Comments posted on our Facebook page. I'll start with Mr. Akwaeta in Washington. Now, Mr. Akwaeta, what do you think about the presence of French troops? Because a lot has been said about their role, that it's not been effective enough. And even Navi Pillay acknowledged that the French military, I'm quoting here, had triggered violence by unilaterally disarming the Muslim Salika rebels and giving a free hand to the militia to launch attacks on them. So do you think their presence has not been helpful, but rather has even aggravated the situation?
My position will be that their presence has been a mixed bag, because we have to remember actually that back in March of last year, when Salika was about to take power, the French refused to intervene. So in fact, they were accused of having been behind Salika, and a lot of the Salika fighters supposedly had the backing of Chad, which is a close ally of France, especially when they were fighting in Mali. So my point is, this is a chaotic situation in which a lot of Africans have been killed, and I, as an African, I have to tell you, I wanted a disciplined force that will bring stability and disarm all people with, illegally armed, regardless of their ethnicity or their religion. We want innocent to stop being killed. So in my view, actually, the French going into the Central Africa Republic, I supported it, provided that they are behaving properly. We must also remember the African Union has 5,300 troops there now. So it is an international force to bring the violence down, regardless of, they must not take sides. If they are taking sides, that is wrong. But we needed a force to stop the violence, because the violence was there before the French went in.
Well, let's go to Mr. Mohamed on this as well. Mr. Mohamed, a lot of people have been saying that the French presence has not been helpful. And a lot of observers have gone far as saying that they have ulterior motives in the Central African Republic, their former colony, saying that the commercial interests are involved, etc. What do you think?
Well, of course, I said at the beginning that a lot of the trigger for this violence is the outside interests. The French have always been there. Their troops have nearly been there throughout this time. And the commercial interests have always been there. And the religious violence has been stoked, if you like, by the commercial interests. And, you know, the French are there, the UN's there. The Muslims are only 15%. They live in certain small areas. Of course, it is possible to protect them if they... wanted to. You know, the French have become the policemen of the African countries at the moment. They seem to intervene everywhere. They go into Mali, and when they want, they can get rid of people. So I fail to see why they can't stop the violence that's taking place and the displacement that's taking place of Muslims. And of course, they have their own interests in the region, which, as you rightly point out, is to do with the mineral wealth and the oil wealth and the timber there in that country. But I think there's a strong African Union presence there, and I think some of the neighbouring Muslim countries need to get involved. Otherwise, the Muslims in Central African Republic will be ethnically cleansed from the state.
Well, Mr. Akweta, as you said yourself, thousands of African Union forces already there. They haven't been able to stop the violence, and now French troops, and even today we had the decision announced by the EU that it's going to help with the troops as well. But what is stopping these troops from tackling this violence? Why is this violence continuing then? I mean, one observer also said, if I could just add here, that Africa's modern problems of poverty and conflict are the ongoing legacy of European presence. There is a lot of pessimism about their presence. Well, I have to apologize. It looks like we just lost our connection there with Mr. Akweta. We'll try to bring him back just as soon as we can. So I'll quickly put this question to our guest, Mr. Mohamed. As we were mentioning there, Mr. Mohamed, a lot of people are saying that the problems that Africa has faced is a legacy of the European presence, but others are saying we've got aid being approved by these countries for Africa, and they are sending troops now because they feel the responsibility to help. So how should we look at this? Should we trust this international mission, or shouldn't we, and why?
Well, of course, aid is needed. There's no infrastructure effectively in the country, and people desperately need medical aid and humanitarian aid. But often Western aid comes with an agenda, and the forces that they send usually come with an agenda. And as you rightly pointed out, the French have actually carved up Africa, as along with the other Western European countries, for their own commercial interest. And since they left, those commercial interests dictate what they do in those countries. And really, there needs to be some presence, but whether that the European presence can actually deal with it. Don't forget, we've had these different regimes in the Central African Republic since the French left there. And really, the state has not functioned effectively because these competing interests have played out, and they back one side or the other, as you've heard The gentleman from Washington said that the Salika forces were claimed to be backed by the French.
Well, let's bring Mr. Akweta back with us. He is back with us now. Mr. Akweta, we are nearing the end of the show. Your concluding remarks, I'd want, the question that we put to you earlier, can we trust this international presence to help quell the violence?
I don't think we can just assume that they can be trusted. To use a famous phrasing, we must trust but verify. We must watch them very closely. I have written this in written analysis, but I have to say that, listen, what is happening in Central Africa Republic and rest of Africa is violent and tragic, and we must not oversimplify. The problems are complex. African countries, one thing I must push back again, I think it would be dangerous for neighboring African countries who are majority Muslim say, we must send our troops. Any troops sent must be controlled by the African Union and they must not take sides. Yes, Western countries have their interests, but a lot of the problems is because of lack of governance, and the reason that the troops we have now have not brought the situation to a good conclusion is that the troops are far too little. Central Africa Republic is as big as France itself, and yet we are talking about only 7,000 troops. Off the top of my head, I think the French military forces for all of France will be in the hundreds of thousands. Yes. So we cannot expect troops that don't know the area and are less than 10,000 to bring it to a hill. So we have problems, but we must not oversimplify them. They only make things worse.
Thank you very much. I'm afraid we have run out of time. Mr. Nni Akweta, African policy analyst with us there live from Washington. And in London, Mr. Jahangir Mohammed, director of the Center for Muslims Affairs. Thank you so much for staying with us here on The Debate. From me, Homa Lesgi. Until our next program, it's goodbye.